The hot Indiana weather appears to be here. This is Hoosier Ag Today and the morning podcast on the 7th of June, 2021. Good morning. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Morning Podcast and the latest Indiana farm news, including all of the 50 farm bureaus getting together to make a statement on the southern border crisis. High oleic soybeans demand is growing, Eric Pfeiffer explains. In the markets, we'll take a closer look at the Friday rally. And Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has the warm weather forecast with maybe some instability throughout the week. The news begins right now here on HAT. Insights into those soybean crops growing around Indiana and speaking out on the border issue. This is Hoosier Ag Today, reporting on Indiana agriculture. I'm Andy Eubank, and the news is brought to you by Country Mark and its member cooperatives, your best source for quality biodiesel and ethanol-blended fuels. High oleic soybeans offer a growing market for soybean farmers and a heart health benefit for restaurants and consumers. Eric Pfeiffer has details.
Indiana soybean farmer and United Soybean director Kevin Wilson says high oleic soybeans were launched in 2012 and completed the global regulatory process in 2018. Demand for high oleic soybeans has grown since.
Once we got that clear, then a lot of the food companies started getting more and more on board and taking a look at the high oleic oil and all the different benefits and all the positives that it has. This year looks like we're going to plant about 600,000 acres of high oleic soybeans. Hopefully next year it's projected that we'll get up over 1 million acres.
High oleic soybeans offer several benefits for restaurants and a growing market that means more demand, improving farmer profitability.
The benefit comes to opening up markets that we didn't have before that we had lost, mainly in the frying industry where high oleic oil has a huge benefit. We have the ability to get a higher heat buildup before the oil tends to break down. It gives the restaurants and whoever's using them a longer lifespan. And then the health benefits that go along a little bit with this oil got us back into some of the competitive oils that we lost out to. So that's where hopefully the farmers will see more and more demand.
Wilson adds high oleic soybeans are a win for the entire value chain from farmers to end users.
Zero trans fat, and it gives the companies a good alternative that we've got a great supply of it, and it's something that everybody seems to have a big win in.
To learn more about planting high oleic in your area, visit soyinnovation.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Eric. Farm Bureau is getting vocal about the southern border. The American Farm Bureau Federation joined all 50 state farm bureaus and the Puerto Rican Farm Bureau in sending a letter urging the Biden administration to address the surge of undocumented immigrants entering the United States. The letter went to the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, Ag Secretary Vilsack, and others. Russell Boehning, president of the Texas Farm Bureau, says Texas was involved in constructing the letter.
The four border states put it together, California, Arizona, New Mexico, and us. We just pointed out the stuff that's happening. There's damage to crops, damage to fences, and other types of things. There's safety issues. Maybe have children that play outside or even folks that work outside. Basically just shared our concerns and asking for some assistance.
That letter also states human smugglers known as coyotes are reaping a windfall from leaving people destitute. The fact that all of the farm bureaus have signed on to the letter should send a message about the gravity of the problem.
We're very grateful for that, and I think it sends a message that people recognize there's a problem. I think people recognize that it's not a partisan issue. It's a humanitarian issue. Just the fact that all the Farm Bureau signed on, and we're very grateful for that, and I think everybody recognizes that it is a crisis.
Boehning says local and state law enforcement officials don't have the resources to deal with the surge, and it's time for Washington, D.C. to address the crisis. The full letter is available at Farm Bureau's website, fb.org. I'm Andy Eubank, reporting on agriculture. This is Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, the largest Ohio-based independent seed company and the Eastern Corn Belt's fastest-growing independent seed company. Visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com for more information. So we embark on a week here that's going to be featuring plenty of warm air. Temperatures normal to above normal all week long. The warm air will spawn some heat-based instability, some pop-up showers and thunderstorms. And we're going to put this in the forecast for every day this week, starting today and going on through Friday. I think that we have to bump coverage on a few days. Today, for example, I think the chances of us getting wet are probably 80 to 90% of the state seeing some moisture. And tomorrow, we're back to about 60%. Wednesday, we're probably looking at 80%. So we are going to be seeing all parts of the state see at least some moisture this week. And honestly, I think that most of you will get hit at least two times, maybe more. So that kind of backs up my thought process that over the week in general, and particularly Monday through Thursday, we can see anywhere from a half to 1 inch of moisture. So Monday, today through Thursday. Friday, we may actually scale back the coverage to just 30% of the area. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I just think we see a mix of clouds and sunshine and some very warm air coming in. Next week, Monday, we kick off a drier pattern. I think the week of the 14th is going to feature well above normal temperatures, downright hot in some parts of the state, and we will see less active precipitation. So yes, good moisture this week. That'll have to make up for the next week's precipitation pattern that is likely below normal across 100% of the state. So it's an up again, down again kind of setup. If your crops are in the ground, you're going to be liking this. If you still have some acres to go, and I know there's some of you that do, this is not going to be the best week for you. I've already heard some complaints and seen some comments on Twitter and otherwise about Mother Nature needing to hold off just a little bit longer. I think it's going to be tough to do here through this week. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Grain and oilseed markets finish the week strong. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the review is brought to you by Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. Numbers coming up. First, market analysis. Bob Utterback joins us, Utterback Marketing Services, and a shortened week of trade, but some volatility and back and forth movement throughout the week. Bob, what did you make of it?
Well, you know, we're ending the week with an aggressive move. We came back, you know, frankly, when we come back from holidays, I thought the market would be a little softer, but it came back with a vengeance. And I think it basically is related to the crop condition ratings this week came out above expectation. But the frost that hit in the northern corn belt, plus the change in the weather models, plus the no cancellation by the Chinese of any substance, has let the market, and the funds really have increased their long position, has left the market to have a strong recovery. One of the confusing things about the market is there are underlying things that help give you guidance. One is the basis is the cash market strong. And the cash market has actually weakened with this board rally, which is an anxiety for me. The second, because that means the cash market has maybe overbought and got what is needed, and the board's rally is not justified by the cash. That's one concern I have. The other one is the spread, the difference between one month and another. And the front end, back end spreads have actually crashed this week with the market rallying back, which means that is an inconsistency historically. When you have a bullish market, the front end is leading and the back end is lagging. But what we've seen is the back end is leading and the front end is not. And that's historically not a bullish structure market. So there's a lot of technical inconsistencies that are starting to develop. And it's creating a lot of confusion in the marketplace, I think, for what to do. I think the farmers are getting very anxious about this market. Is it going to go higher? Is it going to go lower? And my guidance has to be is that the back in December corn price, these 22 corn, is within fighting distance of its whole high of 525, 530. The November soybeans now here at the 1432 level are within just at the high of 1461. So we are now in the boom, you know, back to a double top formation in beans. The corn is still lagging a right shoulder formation. And you're coming into major reports next week on the 10th, which is a monthly report, which should be bullish on reference to reducing the South American crop on corn crop and tightening the world stocks. But, and then we got the acreage report in the month, which should be a bearish report. So I think you've got to start threading the needle if you're a producer. If you've got cash inventories on hand, I think you really need to start selling some of these beans at these premiums and start thinking about some new crop sales more aggressively if you haven't made any, and there's above 14 in November beans and above $13 in the D's 22. Corn, $5.25 to $5.50. You got to start thinking about D's 22 corn because that gives you 2 years to start get the market back into carry, and those are very profitable levels. So bottom line, market volatility, I don't think has stopped. I think it's going to be increasingly crazy. And if the weather turns dry, the July, August time period is going to be one to be seen. But remember, also put in your radar, hurricane season now has been suggested to be increasing, which does increase potential for a Gulf storm to come in. If you send moisture up the Mississippi Valley right in the mid August, that would be optimum for soybean production. So just as soon as you get bullish, then all of a sudden you can see a bearish region. So that's why you got to start deciding how you want to play this game. I still would argue in the front end, you'd be in the money puts as preferred over short futures. And this is going to be one of those years that you will remember for several years to come.
That is Bob Utterback at Utterback Marketing Services, 800-832-1488. Now the final numbers. First in the corn market, a strong move on Friday. July settles at 682 and three quarters, up 20 and three quarters. September, 606 and a half, up 24 and a quarter. And D's corn, a 25-cent pickup, 591 and a half. Beans even better than that. July, 1583 and three quarters, up 34 and a half. August, up 33 and a quarter. And Novi beans, 1435 and a half, up 32 cents. Also, Chicago wheat, strong, over a dime up. July, 687 and three quarters, up 11 and a half. It was mixed in livestock with August live cattle, 118.07, losing 45 cents, but up $1.60 on the July lean hogs, 120.60. I'm Andy Eubank with the Friday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.